Well, good morning and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Elliot Callan, president of Prosperity Financial Group, and I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Meet the Expert. I can't tell you as a wine lover how excited I am to have the CEO of the Raymond Family Wines, Jean-Charles Boissant, here today. Very exciting. I just went to their winery. I've been a longtime member. My whole family's a raving fan of the Raymond Family Wines. We'll talk about that as we go on so you know what my taste is, which is probably different than the CEO's taste. And that's good, because that's what makes varietals. Let me welcome Jean-Charles. How are you?
Bonjour, Elliot. And as we say hello, you remember, there's a tradition in my world. We take the cork. Woohoo! Here we go. I just brought two crystal glasses, but the cork is now unleashed. And I want to have a toast, Elliot, to you, to prosperity, to great wine and the love of life. Cheers.
Well, thank you, and cheers back to you. So this is going to go about 20 minutes. I've got some great questions because I'm trying to give our audience, which is in the thousands at this point, an insight into not only but Raymond, but what the wine business is all about. Obviously, you're more than Raymond Vineyards. You're bigger than that. If I'm correct, are you the biggest wine landowner now in Napa?
Well, not quite, but we're one of the leading families of fine wine in the world between France and California. We have a large amount of acreage in Napa Valley and in Sonoma, as well as in Burgundy, Beaujolais, Rhone, south of France, Jura, and many more. So yes, we are very involved in thousands of acres of land in the finest areas in the world. And you know, Elliot, I was born making wine just 21 years ago. I just turned 21. This is why I want to have a toast with you. And we're drinking 21, which is one of my favorite sparkling wine out of Burgundy, as you can see.
It looks 21. Yummy.
Yes. So, yes, we love Napa Valley, and Raymond has been a very iconic historical winery for us. We bought the winery in 2009 and have been with the Raymond family really building an amazing vision and long-term phenomenal quality wines with Stephanie Putnam as our winemaker, all organic, all biodynamic in the heart of Napa, in San Lina and Rutherford. So Raymond is the big game in town, I'm excited to say, and to know that you're a member with us. So cheers.
Cheers. So let me ask you, Jean-Charles, you are one of the most passionate people I know and have met in the wine industry, and it's infectious. So good for you.
Thank you.
So knowing that I love wine as you do, and I share your passion, but I don't share, I don't believe, unless I'm underselling myself, I don't share that infectiousness that you have. How does somebody become so passionate as you've done?
Well, you're passionate because when you craft the winemaking art of really putting a blend together, making wine, you make it for people. You make it with you, Elliot, in mind, with your incredible personal cellar in Lafayette. You make it imagining all your friends around you tasting great wine. So what makes me energized, what makes me operating with a high level of frequency, what makes me magnetized in the world in general is the people I'm with. So when I create a blend, it could be Bubbles, it could be Cabernet, it could be Pinot from Deloach, or it could be the oldest winery in California, Buena Vista, I'm energized by imagining the people who are going to be enjoying it. And I'm even more excited and inspired and certainly authentically joyful when you put your lips into that wine and you tell me, Jean-Charles, your team and yourself did a great job. I have it in my cellar. I love it. And there's no better time when I pop that cork and I share it with my friends. So this is what I live for, is sharing. This is really, again, what makes us very excited in the wine country to be able to really bring to your table, bring to your cellar, bring to your glass something luxurious, approachable, exciting, and inspiring.
So let me ask a question about Napa, because I love going to Napa. I love going to Sonoma. They're my favorite regions of the world. And I've been, not like you, but I've been to Italy and France and from Austria. And so I'm familiar with in a German area, the Riesling area. I'm familiar with those, but I always come back to Napa and Sonoma. Napa is known for great Cabernet. I know the southern area is known for Chardonnay. It's the biggest Chardonnay region, I think, in the world at this point. You make so many great Cabernets, but you make many other varietals besides Cabernet. So what's your feeling about the other varietals? Why would I want to get away from Cabernet when I'm playing to your strength with Cabernet, Jean-Charles?
Yeah, well, Cabernet is magical because this is often characterized as the king grape of Napa Valley and of the world of wine if you want to encompass Bordeaux into it. Let's never forget that Bordeaux, depending on which bank you are, you could be Cabernet focused or Cabernet Franc focused, or you could be Merlot focused. I feel as well the world of wine is so exciting as we have very many other fantastic grape varieties. So take us, Elliot. We own 30 wineries between France and California. We focus typically in Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, phenomenal sparkling wine and champagne, Rhone, and Bordeaux grape varieties. So we don't do as much Sangiovese. We don't do as much Tempranillo from Spain. We don't do as much, you know, Albarino from Spain or other of those great grape varieties. We really focus. My blood runs on Chardonnay on one side and Pinot Noir on the other. And in the middle, it's Cabernet. And at 5 o'clock, like today, is a glass of champagne. So, you know, I think it takes a great vision to assemble a great wine cellar like yours. And I think Cabernet is not it. I think the beauty of wine, like dishes, like food styles, like culture, is to bring diversity to the table. Diversity in people, from skin color to religion, to origin, to continents. That's fun around the table. Same with wine. Chardonnay is great, but Sauvignon Blanc, Sémillon is wonderful. Viognier and Roussanne are great. On the red front, all the one I've mentioned. For me, there's no dinner, and I'm doing a big one tonight for 12 people. We're going to go from Burgundy to the Rhone. Then we're going to go back, of course, to Napa Valley. From Napa Valley, we're going to go to the Russian River, and then we're going to finish in Carneros. And then ultimately, we're going to finish with a big Raymond Cab. Not generations, we're going to go even higher, Salon Privé, which is that red velvet label with a B. And that's going to be our night. So we're going to be traveling all over. So that's a wine you may not know yet. It's Salon Privé, which is only served in the red room. And this is an amazing Cabernet Merlot blend that you must have. So my recommendation is to always bring the diversity of, you know, the various grape varietals at the table. So you can have a crescendo and you can have a traveling experience.
Well, that sounds great. Let me ask you a question. We were recently in France and of course we're tourists. You're not a tourist anymore. Or never have been. We are a tourist. And we spent a lot of time in Bordeaux, relatively speaking, to the vacation that we were there. And they made fun of Americans. Because we drink wine without food, and they thought that's like an awful habit. And then of course I like Saint-Emilion. I like I believe I like right bank over left bank. I think if I say that correctly, but they mostly make fun of me. So as Americans now, different palates, do I have to have food like they say in Europe, or can I just enjoy the wine like I do and not feel inadequate because that's all I'm having is wine?
Well, we should make fun of them needing food to drink wine. Look, I'm not having any food and I'm drinking wine. So I think we need to make fun of the French. I don't think you need food always with wine. Wine is food in many ways. And I think it's exciting on the opposite to be able to enjoy a great glass of red or white or champagne on its own without amuse-bouche, without food, because it's exciting to be able to discover the taste profile of the wine without the influence of food or flavor or anything else. So No, I'm all with you. I think we should have wine the way we want to have it. If you want to have it with your Oreo in the breakfast time, or you, with your muesli and you want to have champagne, be it. If you want to have it with brunch, great. If you just want to have it instead of tea in late afternoon and want to have a cookie with it, great. If you want to have it pure with nothing, great. And if you want to spend time with a $250 bottle of wine of Raymond and a pizza, great as well. Who said we should have rules? The rules are the one you define, and the rules are meant for the people who don't have any creativity.
So speaking of rules, I'm personally a big fan of Generations or the big red Cabernets. I obviously like a big mouthful of wine when I drink wine. And yes, when people come to my house, I love sharing my wine. I do have your passion for sharing within what I own, obviously. And we love it. And people make fun of me a little bit, like, why don't you drink more Pinot? I do drink some white wine, but why don't you drink more Pinot? Why are you always going for the big stuff? And I just love it. What does that say about me as a wine lover? Or am I short selling the softer grapes like Pinot?
I think it says a lot of great things about you. You know what you want. You know what you like. And I think it's wonderful when you start to discover, after tasting so many wines as you have in your life, you know what you want to enjoy. I think there's no issues to love the different tones and colors and flavor profile of Cabernet Sauvignon, because it's many different wines in one. So Pinot are wonderful too, but it's another texture. It's another romance, and it's another story. So I think I commend you, first and foremost, Elliot. I raise my glass to you for knowing what you like, for having found what you like. For me, I like them all, because I feel wine is so diverse and unique and exciting that every moment makes it very different. I like Pinot with cheese a lot. I like Cabernet with sweets a lot, and great meats and big juicy meats. I like Pinot with white meats and fish. I like Chardonnay with sashimi and sushi and Chinese food and Indian food. And I would like Sauvignon Blanc maybe with a lot of, you know, lean and clean herbaceous food. So, you know, it really depends. We all different. And the beauty of it is, if you love Cab, go for Cab. There's so many different Cabs, including Generation. I think Generation, why you were so kindly sharing this one with so many of your great friends, and you have such a great return on it as far as people loving it, because it's made by several ladies and Philippe Melka and I, and it's the perfect balance. So Generation is elegant, eloquent, and powerful. And that's what we like in Generation, is making wine which are very sensual, very spontaneous, extremely eloquent, with a big personality as well, like you. So I could totally understand why you like a lot Generations. And again, I want to repeat, it's totally okay to love Cab, and it's totally okay to only love Cab. If that's what you love, be it, drink it, and try the full gamut of Cabs, because there's many choices.
So just changing gears for a moment, you recently purchased the Oakville Grocer.
Yes.
And we love the Oakville Grocer, but when you're driving up the road, it's not a restaurant. It's, you can go past it in a split second. Oakville Grocer is on the northbound side of 29 in Rutherford, if nobody, or Oakville, if nobody knows where it is. So tell me why Oakville Grocer is a destination.
Well, it's the oldest continuous operated store on the West Coast of the United States, west of the Mississippi, founded originally really in 1879, incorporated in 1881. So in the 19th century. So this is a huge deal when you think about the Oakville Grocery. This is the place to go at the crossroads of the wine country in Napa Valley. So that's the ultimate place. This is, I think, the most magical place. Amazing products, mainly organic and biodynamic, and as well, products of quality from California and all over the U.S. Salads, sandwiches, great coffees, great teas, beautiful pastries, an amazing assortment of tapenade and grissinis and crackers, 150 different cheeses, over 50 different amazing hams and salumi, with the biggest assortment of wine from Napa Valley, over 800 different wines promoted at the store with a museum next door where you visit the history of Napa Valley. And in addition to that, you can taste 60 wines by the glass, 60, from the top 100, all by appellation. So clusters of Rutherford, San Lina, Stag's Leaps, you know, Calistoga, Mountain Fruits, all by category. So you can learn everything about Napa Valley in a great, phenomenal way. So this is kind of the dream, if you wish, of the wine country. This is the gem. So when it got available, I could not resist of obviously buying this amazing store. That is my favorite place. You can enjoy pizza, looking at the Maricamas Valley and mountain, Tocalon. You are on Opus One and Mondavi property. I mean, it's magic. It's the best of the best. So I'm a huge fan.
Okay, so I know we're a little pressed for time. Let me ask you one more thing. I personally can't wait to now try the Salon Privé.
That's where I am right now.
I'll do that. And I can't wait to go to the museum that you just mentioned.
Look at
that,
this great, great place.
That's
amazing,
beautiful
location. Look, we have friends at the bar right now. A very good friend of ours from Washington, D.C. who just arrived. And we're going to have a little wine tasting. You can see that's the bar. And that's an amazing place where you can enjoy wine. You can enjoy caviar, because we make an amazing caviar with Thomas Keller, in fact. And it's called JCB Caviar. And that's what we do here. So it's all about luxury, bubbles, Cabernet, Pinot, great Chardonnays. And this is in Yonville, 6505 Washington Street, JCB Lounge. Come
that's
and see
us. And then lastly, would you mind the benefits of being a club member? I'm obviously a club member. But what are the benefits of being a club member versus just popping in every 18 months and trying your wine?
Yeah, Elliot, it's very important. So you're a member at Raymond. We want you to join as well as JCB Collector, which is the highest level where I am right now, enjoying the JCB wine. So you want to do two memberships, Raymond Vineyards and JCB Collectors. It allows you to have access to all our great events, all our first release. Get the wine that is in high demand, because Elliot, all our wines are between 95 to 100 points. So if you don't get them like you do as a club member, you will not be able to purchase them in the future. Two, you get a phenomenal saving of 20 to 30% of all the new release. So you get a great first advantage. It's like buying a stock. And I know you love the market and you love finance at a 30% discount. So then the wine appreciates and you have access to it. And then you get invited to a lot of great events. Like this weekend, I'm doing a JCB Collectors event at my house. 70 people, amazing dancing performance, the release of new futures, and the release of very unique wines that you would never see otherwise. And you meet great people. So you're part of a society, you're part of a membership, you're part of a club. And that's, I think, the cool part of being a member. Part of what we do is having access to us, to our wineries, to our lounge, to our events, and tasting amazing wines and being really part of the circle. That's why I'm a member of at least 20 wineries myself.
Well, I'm looking forward to doing that. So we've been talking with Jean-Charles Boisson. He's CEO of Raymond Family Vineyards. You've heard different names, Raymond, JCB, Buena Vista, the oldest winery in California.
Deloge Vineyard, Bouchard in Burgundy. You know, you go on our website, it's boissetcollection.com, boissetcollection.com. And you guys will have access to all our wines. And Elliot, we have an amazing ambassador program that allows you as well to promote our wines and to get a commission out of all the wines you sell. So would you be interested in that? Contact me again. It's the ambassador program.
I'd love to have a bigger conversation with you about all this. And so I love wine. So Jean-Charles, thank you so much for being part of today.
Always, Elliot. Thank you. Love to seeing you. Congratulations for your insane cellar. The best I've ever seen. And come and visit, and I'll come and see you in Lafayette for a big wine event.
We'd love that. And have a great day. Thank you so much.
Take care. Ciao.